And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
You have some links for me today?
Yeah, please go to hit the website, and it's the first article. It's all about Judge Roberts, and it goes, you know, from Earl Warren to, you know, touch on a couple of chief justices. And
sounds good. We're going live now.
Secret
We're
society going live. Links.
And we are going live with Gary Richard Arnold. The website is news-expose.org, newsnews.expose.org. Gary, we have Judge Roberts, and of course he's the Chief Justice, and he's overseeing a so-called impeachment crime against Donald Trump. Now, Trump's not perfect, but this is a crime. This is a crime not against just President Trump, but against the office of the president. In fact, when they try to say they're going to actually subpoena people that are actually inside the intel agencies that can affect national security, like Mr. Bolton, who has the left not on necessarily perfect terms because he's a pain in the butt, and he was constantly pushing for PNAC and for Donald J. Trump to go to war or do other really crazy, extremely violent things. Good damn thing he's fired. And now that he's saying he's willing to go forward, he can't go forward because with presidential protection, there's private conversations and comments about different world leaders and other things that should not become public. This means any future president will not be protected against any private conversations of anybody, even inside the national security, if you want to call a coven or group of people, okay? This is not okay. So I want to hear your comments about Supreme Court Justice and what he's saying there. If you like Earl Warren, you will love John Roberts. What's the story here?
Right, and I encourage your listeners, this time I've got the article up so they can follow and check some of these the facts that we're going to go through. And just a note, last week we talked about Truman's appointing the first head of the CIA, which was Walter Bedell Smith. And Walter Bedell Smith put the person in charge of all the covert activity, a man by the name of Frank Wisner, who belonged to the Seven Society. Truman also appointed Edward Stettinius, Jr., also a member of the Seven Secret Society, as head of the Secretary of State. And you can see when the United Nations was formed, all three holding hands with Alger Hiss shaking Truman's hand and Stettinius standing right to the right of him. Now, Alger Hiss was a law clerk for one of the chief justices, and that was Felix Frankfurter. And he belonged to the secret society called Parashim. And it's as important and has always been in sync with the Skull and Bones. It turns out that the whole intermix and worldwide operations, including intelligence, like, you know, the covert societies and the intelligence agencies and the State Department, has always been run by somebody from the Council on Foreign Relations, which was the next propaganda phase after the United States Senate failed to ratify the League of Nations.
Right.
And we find that a number of groups were formed since then, so that after their Second World War, which was also contrived, would end up with the United Nations. And there we have our, you know, two members in San Francisco, all holding hands.
Right. In fact, what you're basically saying is that our Supreme Court's populated by members of the secret societies. Council on Foreign Relations, et cetera, like Cecil Rhodes, who set up the Rhodes Scholarship, which, by the way, Bill Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar, and many of the world leaders are Rhodes Scholars, are actually directly under the control of these secret orders that run our Luciferic, Draco Reptilian, if you want to call it, and under the Council of Druidic Council of 13, under the Vatican, the reserve system, and the banks. I call the bankocracy. And I have a new term for them. I think you like this term because you like a sarcastic logic. We've called them the liocracy, like Elizabeth Warren, because you can lie so much you think she's a native because she has high forehead or eye eyebrows. Guess what? They're part of what's called the slither, like a snake pushes against itself, the slitherocracy. Do you like that?
Well,
the slither, Slitherocracy.
They certainly are.
Now let me give you a highlight of that. And this is something that average Christians, that are milk and cookie Christians, or Jews, or Muslims, whatever, they think there's a separation between people that are good and people that do evil, even if they're atheists, okay? They're not. The highest level Masons in this world that run every medical system, every legal system, every government, every military institution, every country on earth, including China and communist China and whatever, are all secret orders, and the same people do most of the good works in the world, do all of the evil. And people don't believe that. But it's true. For example, look at Donald J. Trump. He's done more good works than any other president in 100 years. But he's an evil bugger. I mean, when this guy, Qasem Soleimani, was down, he was a killer, because we killed 1.5 million Iranians during the Iran-Iraq war with nerve gas we actually brought to Iraq. I have the entire track of even where it was made and where it was shipped from and what ship we brought it into Iraq with Greg Ford, who's on our videos. But we use those nerve gas, and afterward, of course, he's our enemy. Now, you make peace with your enemies. He was down making a three-nation pipeline agreement, and he was invited by us and Donald J. Trump and his staff to come down to the U.S. Embassy in the Green Zone under a diplomatic passport with 20 staff and an Iraqi general who was fighting with us to kill off ISIS. Do you know that Qasem Soleimani and this Iraqi general was fighting ISIS for us and with us? And we decided instead to hit him with a Hellfire missile and turn him into confetti. Not good. So you got to understand, Trump's a good guy. He's going to go to a march for life, today or tomorrow. But at the same time, he decided to kill a potential enemy that was at the point where Iran is at the point where they're willing to make a deal. Now you got to understand, the mullahs were put in place by us. We took out Mossadegh in the 1950s because Mossadegh wanted the British Petroleum Oil Company to put in a plastics treatment plant. And the British said, no way. We just want your damn oil. We don't want to put a plastic treatment plant or a petrochemical plant. And the same thing happened with the Shah of Iran years later. And the Shah was actually put in there by our MI6 and the CIA. And after he ticked us off, we said, you know, you're coming out, Shah. If you don't come out, we're going to come out in a body bag. We'll take you out. So he accepted the deal, and he came out, right? Just like, for example, Saddam Hussein is probably not dead. He's probably getting a hot rock massage in Indonesia with a different face because he had plastic surgery. The guy they killed was 6 inches shorter with crooked teeth, okay? His wife was disgusted when they showed the man they were going to kill, okay, and execute. So we actually copied the audio tapes for the Ayatollah Khomeini, and I have Iranian friends and actually video clips that actually have proved this. This is not Dr. Deagle's congestion. He's an arrogant son of a bitch. No. You need to shut up out there if you think you know more than Deagle. And if you're brave enough and have intellectual cojones, balls, call into my show, 818-818-6401, because you know what? I'm going to teach you a lesson, and it's going to leave a mark. I'm tired of people thinking they know better than me after all the hell I've been through and all the things I know and all my intel contacts and my above top secret clearance. It's not open for your attitude. It's open for an opinion. I don't care if you got grade 3. If you've got grade 3 and you have a experience you want to show, that's great. I would love to hear it. I want to be taught. I'm teachable. But if you just want to do ad hominem attacks or saying that you don't know what you're talking about, Deagle, bop, 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 you need to shut up. I'm sick of it. Because we're in grave danger right now. Russia can cyber attack our power grids. They've actually been to our air traffic controllers last year. I have intel contacts inside CENTCOM. They have these hypersonic cruise missiles, and Putin's boasting they can go 27 times the speed of sound. The letter that I prophesied in August that was going to arrive exactly on the 12th of September did arrive for John W. Spring. My letter sent last weekend to Donald Trump, which is another nasty letter. I got a response from the White House. He's going to respond. Well, my friend Bob Goldman did get through to Ivanka Trump and Trump, and he's going to respond one way or the other. If I have to, I'll sue him in order to get a response. He's going to respond to me and my cohorts. Damn it. Because the man is marching us like lemmings over a cliff. He's pushing 5G network, putting dirty water into frack quakes. He's trying to deauthorize a lawsuit against Monsanto that killed people and billions of dollars of settlement against him for causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Did you know he's actually doing that? Did you hear that? At the same time, he's going to do a pro-life march. He still gave the money to Planned on Parenthood. Did you know that money still went under Planned on Parenthood?
He's well, it's not only Planned Parenthood. Money's all reaching all the other networks, abortion, whether it's, you know, exactly. the rural law associations,
and all the other. So when you hear all this BS that he's a solidarity Christian and he's the most pro-life Christian, crap on it. I want to see action, not words, okay? The guy's a master salesman. I used to support Trump just 100% until I started doing more and more research. And I'd say, look, he has the potential to be a very good man if he faces Deagle. Did you want to, if you're unsaved, do you really want to face Deagle? Just tell me an honest true word. Do you want to face me asking you questions like having the Most High God and his proxy, his chief judge, stand right in front of your face? No. Do you know why? Because I've gone through hell and done evil stuff myself. I've repented, and I am God's proxy here. I'm called as a prophet, apostle, or called as a lamed, to bring other apostolic and prophetic people before the population of earth, because we're about to die. Everybody's comfortable. They got their tea and their coffee, and they got their fancy sandwich, and they're watching their sports, and the Super Bowl's coming up, and they figure, hey, I got a little more bank account because Trump made the stock market a little bit more rich. Guess what? We are teetering on catastrophe.
Yeah. Well, when you went back a little bit earlier in history than me, talking about the Cecil Rhodes roundtables and so forth,
right.
That was a combination of Rothschild money and did form the Institute of Royal Affairs, of which the Council on Foreign Relations is a branch. So this is
right.
It's not
way,
just an American problem. This is the world government moving forward.
Exactly. Netanyahu has been, see if I remember, for five different re-elections in Israel. I call it's a real hell. And when I made a video with Barbara Honegger, and we didn't threaten anybody, I am Hebrew and Kohanim descent. So what I'm going to say, you're anti-Semitic. It's like calling a black guy who's real black an anti-black. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm actually pro-Arab because I got Arab blood. I'm pro-Kurd because I got Kurdish blood from the descended directly from the king of Media 2,800 years ago. Okay, that's the name Naima in the Middle East that are Kohanim. And guess what? What I see them doing is putting, not only killed a lot of Iraqis, you know that 500,000 Iraqi children died because they couldn't get even drugs during the Iran-Iraq war and after? 500,000.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people were, the lies that they did, remember that the babies that they put up this lie in video of how these babies were being cut up by Saddam Hussein and they're being thrown out of their isolates? What crap. Saddam was our proxy. He was recruited in 1958 by George Bush Sr. in Baghdad.
Yeah, well, what this article compares is Earl Warren to John Roberts. If you look at page 4, you'll see the Brown Brother Harriman group's pictures of them sitting and around, and you'll find Brown Brothers Harriman name after name, whether it's Roland Harriman or Prescott Bush or Knight Woolley or Robert Lovett, all members of the Skull and Bones.
So you see, as long as Trump does what these people want, and here's what they want. We now have SARS going up, and I talked about this yesterday with 2.5 hours of video with Mel Fabregas on Veritas Radio. You can go to Veritas Radio. There's a public channel and one you can subscribe. We did about 1 hour and 15 minutes on the public channel and about 1.5 hours on the private channel, which you can get, and I'll have all those audios up not only on Deagle Network but over converted to Pippa.io to all the social media and YouTube. They're all going to be available really soon when I get them from Mel. And I went over everything. Now, I'm going to put it to you again, and I put it to all of my great hosts. I am not just confabulating on these things or psychotic or an arrogant, you know, you want to say you're an arrogant blah, 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 because you think you know everything. You can ask me a question about any activity of humans on Earth, and if I don't have the answer, I'll break the problem down to its constituent parts, and I will pray to get an answer and come back to you. I want you to ask 3 questions. The first is a health question, the one you've never heard of before. Second is a geopolitical question, which I'm sure you're a brilliant man. You've been doing this for a long time. You got the wake-up call of seeing all the freaking evil in our political system, which is like a slithering snake pushing against itself. So we have Nancy Pelosi on one side of the snake and Adam Schiff and Mr. Nadler, blah, 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 and he hates Trump. Guess what? Trump hates him. But guess what? There are 2 sides of the snake. You got the Republican side, the Republic called Republic crap, and you got the demon rats on the other side. That's how bad it is, people. And if Trump doesn't smarten up, he's not going to put us into safety. He's going to put us in danger. We'll have a collapse of the economy, and we're in danger of an EMP attack called the Weapon of Indignation, a nuclear attack against our cities and our military, and dissolution of the state and the nation called America.
And you can follow along these facts at news-expose.org, what we're talking
about. Exactly. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to let you speak next, okay?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Going back. And we're coming back. We want to go over some of this information. This article is quite specific. You see the smirking face of John Roberts, who's actually now overseeing the so-called trial. This is the Orwellian operative dedicated to the New World Order. CFR members, private secret service secret orders that are reptilian. They worship the Draco reptilians from the star system Orion, just like the hats on top of the Pope and Vatican. They are an open fish of the amphibious Draco reptilians from the Druidic Council of 13. They're not Christian in any far reach of the term. And unfortunately, it says in the Bible, "Behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth." People don't realize this, and you out there listening need to know this. The Catholic Church, there's a lot of good, nice Catholic people, they're decent people. There's not a decent portion we call Christians that are in various denominations. But the highest levels of the Mormon Church, the Catholic Church, and the high levels of the various denominations of Christianity are entirely Draco reptilian. Okay? It may shock you. Oh, that's terrible to say that, Dr. Deagle. I don't know something. I know everything. Damn it. And these high-level Masons that are inside these agencies like the Supreme Court, they're fully moving toward the CFR. Look at Bibi Netanyahu. Part of the reason why he's still the president running Israel, even though he's got all these lawsuits against him and his wife, he's CFR. He's been CFR forever. People don't understand. Why do you think Donald Trump's there? He's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. His father was, too. They were involved with all kinds of crazy stuff. His uncle grabbed all of the documents and information from Nikola Tesla in the hotel in New York City in the 1940s, including the plasma death ray machine they've installed in their research facility inside White Sands Missile Base, which they didn't expand, they should have, to be another layer of missile defense. You got to understand, people, it's the same clique involved. And a lot of these people are even relatives between some of the social media companies and the banks and the credit card companies. I mean, it's a relatively small clique of these monsters, and they run everything. They got the Bechtel Corporation making the Willy Wonka chocolate factory underground, deep underground military bases. So when all hell breaks loose, they're going to hide down underground, listen to grand pianos, play video games, and eat caviar. You don't think so? Well, you're a blithering idiot, and you're going to blither all the way to the grave, okay? Now, you might be offended by that, but tough. People say, well, I hate you, Deagle. You can hate all you want. I still love you because you're just ignorant, and you're showing vicious ignorance. You don't want to hear the truth, and the truth makes you come out of your comfort zone. Oh, well, I support Trump. Listen, I'll support Trump. I won't give another damn dollar to Trump unless I can talk to the character, because let me tell you, what I see him doing right now, even during the so-called impeachment trial, what he's doing now with USMCA, 57% of the words, even including a Canadian expert, are identical to Trans-Pacific Partnership. When I talked to Jeff Rentz just yesterday, I said, Jeff, oh, that's just NAFTA too. I said, no, it's not. This is TPP. His hands over authority to the World Trade Organization, the United Nations, the CFR, and the Trilateral Commission. He said, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding. Here's Jeff, who's been an Intel guy for 30 years. He worked at NBC. He has a major network show. I said, you need to get me to come on, buddy. You think you know everything? You don't. Guess who knows? Dr. Bill Deagle. Way more than Alex Jones or Mike Adams or any other knuckleheads out there that think they know stuff because they heard it on somebody else. Then they got somebody else doing research for them. These are journalists writing from other journalists' stuff. They do not have Intel sources or supernatural sources of information that cross-corroborate. I got people that I can call inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, CENTCOM, and NSA now. And I'm sick and tired of people thinking they know more than me. They don't. Now, when there's areas where I don't know, and there's lots, believe me, I pray to God that he will inspire me or they bring people to me. Like when I got a call from John B. Wells over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. He interviewed Cody Snodgrass, and within 2 days, they tried to kill him. So I interviewed Cody in the spring of 2018. They tried to kill him again in Colorado. So he doesn't have a trackable cell phone. He was a munitions guy given a duffel bag with more than $500,000 to blow up the Murrah building because he moved the medical records of our vets exposed to the dangerous squalene-laced anthrax vaccine and pits where they were burning depleted uranium munitions or blue fire from depleted uranium munitions used in the battlefield. and they wanted to get rid of hundreds of billions of dollars of liability for destroying the health of our troops. They threatened me when I actually recommended doing testing on some of these guys using neutron spectroscopy of their dead organs, even or whether they're still alive. And my boss, Major Swinder, back 26 years ago, said, Deagle, if you do that, you'll be fired or worse. I said, what's worse, Major Swinder? And he said, dead. I said, you know what, buddy? I've been to your home. I know where you put your socks on. You want to put your damn socks on tomorrow morning, you're going to apologize before you leave. And if you think about doing something to me or my family, you're going to stop putting your socks on permanently, bud. So that night, he apologized before he left for home. I'm not exactly passive. And if you want to come out to my home and cause problems, I'm going to make sure I'm going to arrange an appointment for you to meet Allah, Jesus, or Satan himself. It's not going to be pleasant, legally or otherwise. Want to take me on? Try it. It'll be your last day on Earth. How's that? What do you think?
Well, it sounds like you...
I'm not exactly Mr. Passive. Why do you think I'm still alive? A lot of my nice colleagues that are alternative functional medicine doctors, they're dead. If you look at the long list of dead doctors, guess what? They're nice people. The word nice in 10,000 miles shouldn't be within 10,000 miles of Deagle. I will die for you, but I won't lie to you. I'm not nice. People know I'm an aggravating bugger. I am. You know why? I raise questions people don't want. I tell them the truth. I break down problems that they don't want to hear. And I answer questions, and people don't even want to call in. I have no calls here at CRN. None. I had a few, kind of, you know, about health minor stuff. I get no calls. Even when I push my co-host like yourself, I want you to raise three questions, and I want you to do it now or in the next segment. Ask me a health question. Ask me a geopolitical and a spiritual question you've not heard from any other human being on Earth, and it's burning in your heart to know the truth. Go ahead now.
You sound as welcome as a poisonous snake.
No, I'm not a poisonous snake. I'm not a welcome poisonous snake. You see, I have my radio distemper shot. I'm like a Rottweiler that has a good bite, but I have my radio distemper shot. I'm not going to bite you. If you're a nice person and you ask a question like a child and say, please, Dr. Deagle, will you tell me the answer? I'll answer you. But if you come thinking you're going to do ad hominem attacks against me and take me out, it's going to be extremely unpleasant. I'm going to get my intellectual laser scanner, scalpels, bone separators, and then I'm going to start doing an intellectual vivisection on you live on air. People, that's not like any other host. We don't like that, Dr. Deagle. I said, I don't give a damn if you don't like it. You have to face the fact that we're at the end of history. This year, 2020, may be the last year you have Christmas. It may be the last year you have a home or a body on Earth. It may be the last year your family doesn't starve to death or be cannibalized by your neighbors. It may be the last year there's a nation called America. Did you know that? People don't, do they? They're living in delusion land. It's like Israel and Babylon when it said on the wall, Mene, mene, tekel, peres, the king of Babylon, and they'd already come through the gates, and underneath the if you want to call it, the walls real high, 30 feet high or 40 feet high, they came through the dams. They came underneath the dams and actually into Babylon, and that night it says, we've been held and wanting, and now your days are short because you're going to be killed. It wrote it on a supernatural hand on the side of the wall in the banquet hall for the king of Babylon. Guess what? He was dead that night.
Well, what they perceive is, what they think is secure is a house of cards, and what's invisible to them is a parallel government that shows it's existed since the time, you know.
It's always existed.
We gave the preface at the beginning of the program. But when we look, again, at this group, this one guy that went through, you know, six different administrations, we find that he was appointed by Averill Harriman, Skull and Bones.
But repeat his name. I want you to repeat his name because you did it in a break.
Yes.
Who is this guy you're talking about? Six administrations,
Gray,
right?
And yeah. C. Gordon Gray. The original Gordon Gray was instrumental, actually, in recruiting the Earl Warren to head the commission to investigate the assassination of JFK. So you can see what that is.
Well, it's a sham. It's a sham. They even had the actual classified autopsy report, which I saw before it got classified, that was shot at ground level from multiple angles, and it wasn't a guy up in the book depository. And the guy that they said killed him, which they later got him knocked off with a guy that was a mobster that knocked off the guy. Who was the assassin they said killed JFK? Who it was?
Rubenstein. Jack Rubenstein. We got a copy of that letter in this particular address.
Right, I'm talking about who was the assassin that killed JFK. Who was it?
I'm sorry, the ambassador?
No, who was the assassin that killed John F. Kennedy?
Oh, it could be Mark Feld, or it could be...
No, I'm talking about who was the killer that they said? Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm trying to get you to answer it, okay?
I don't believe
have you ever read the book called Dr. Mary's Monkey? Let me finish. Dr. Mary's Monkey. And I have other sources that are classified. He was a bioweaponeer working in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when a classified project where they discovered that if you expose an animal like a ferret to multiple doses of a pathogen, you can increase it by 10 pass-throughs of exposing it to radiation, that you can weaponize any virus to make a super weapon. Did you know that? He was a bioweaponeer. And they decided to take his carcass and put him up as a target. And then they killed him by this mobster guy that was connected from the mob that killed him. And you got to understand, this entire sham was conducted with LBJ, who had actually met days beforehand with other people, including the Israeli Mossad and the mobsters that actually planned the assassination of JFK.
Well, we've got that really thick documented book called Me and Lee, and that's by Judy Vary Baker. And she's it's full of documents and ticket stubs and employment stubs and so forth that shows where she was with Lee Harvey Oswald. She had met with that criminal gangster you mentioned. She met with John Ferry. She was involved with the cancer experimentations with Dr. Mary. There's a documentary book out on that called Dr. Mary's Monkey.
Exactly.
But, Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah. I mean, the Warren thing was a setup, but what's surrounding it, like what we see, you know, now is fiction that's created, and that's Earl Warren's justice was in play for such an opportunity, just like John Roberts is today.
Well, look at the fiction now. They figure after 18 years, people are so stupid, they're going to listen to Tucker Carlson because he's otherwise seems to say truth about some things, but he's got red lines he can't cross or he'll get fired. Just like they fired Judge Pirro because she crossed a red line for a while and they fired her, and then she's back up there now. You got to understand here, the news people that own news media, for example, Fox News, is actually doing drilling in the Golan Heights for oil. Do you know the same character that owns Fox News is drilling in the Golan Heights for oil? Because you know it's the same feeder of the massive oil batholith at the southwest end of the Dead Sea in Syria, the same zone between Turkey and Iraq that the Turks try to take over and kick out the Kurds. And we're collaborating with them, okay? You got to understand this. When we backed out, the Russians took over our air base, and they made a treaty with Syria, which they shouldn't have done. Now Syria's in grave danger because if a war starts, Damascus is going up in nuclear flames, okay? And right now we're on a knife's edge. If Iran decides they're going to start hitting Israel with missiles from Hezbollah, what's going to happen? Oh, I hear an echo. So somebody's coming back to your speaker. So if Hezbollah, for example, you're still coming back to your speaker. If Hezbollah, for example, tries to strike Israel in Haifa and Tel Aviv and Eilat, and Israel decides to take out the Bashar reactor near Isfahan in western Iran near the capital of ancient Media, the Strait of Hormuz will close, the city of Damascus will be blown in nuclear fire, and the Middle Eastern war will be a trigger for World War III, and we'll be hit with a weapon of indignation from Russia to knock out our power grid, and Americans will die of hypothermia, starvation, and cannibalism and violence. Now, you might not like to hear that, but you damn well better hear it, because this president is doing nothing to fix that. Nothing. Right?
Right. Well, let's see, you know, the C. Boyden Gray, I mean, his brother, I mean, it's like the FBI being owned by, you know, the parallel government, not the government that we think we own. But his brother was head of Naval Intelligence, and he was a former chairman of R.J. Reynolds. So we're talking big money, and Gordon Gray was a political ally of George Bush, and he was one of the only five people or three people that knew about the U-2 flying over the Soviet Union. So these people are at the very top. He also joined together with Lloyd Cutler, of which whose law firm John Roberts came from. He co-chaired the Committee for the Constitutional System, which should be called the Committee Against the Constitution, and that's where the Center for Democratic Institutions in Santa Barbara has a couple dozen constitutions and amendments all ready to put in their New World Order. And I've got six different things written in here, but right now I want to say on the people. Number two. They want Congress to have a no-confidence vote in the president and force new elections. What are we seeing today? I mean, you can't get any more on point than that. They were also involved. They bragged that they helped take down Senator Joseph McCarthy, who was right on it. He was after George Marshall and He went after Cord Meyer, who was Reagan's handler and a member of one of the secret societies. They also brag on their law firm that they help turn over South Africa to Mandela, where today, every 5 days, a white farmer is killed.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing Nutri-Complete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Vicious ignorance. And we're coming back. I wanted to read that the letter you mentioned back in, that was 1924. Read it again, and we're on talking about break. And how this is, the words are very similar to the words that we can talk about with Donald Trump and the people surrounding him. And we might try to blame it's just his surrounders like John Bolton, but he's surrounded by people, PNAC people, private corporations, banks, etc. The fact is Donald Trump is actually working to overturn the actual court hearings and settlements against Monsanto and other companies putting toxic material out in not only our food, but are spraying our food, like Monsanto's Roundup that's killing people. And Donald J. Trump and his troop of maniacs are actually overturning things that are actually protecting us. This is really bad. He's also pushing 5G network, which, if they did any research, which these morons I haven't done, is extremely toxic to birds, which will cause colony collapse disorder of insects, and your gut biome and your mitochondria. And if you don't think this is going to be cause a catastrophic extinction-level event, you're a freaking idiot. We don't understand things. Donald J. Trump is becoming more and more showing the mold of someone who does good and evil, which is entirely Luciferic, because most of the high-level Masons do most of the good works on Earth and all of the evil. And that's what concerns me. I want him to repent of doing stupid stuff like whacking this guy Qasem Soleimani. He doesn't come clean on it because he had him in the green zone in a diplomatic passport in a U.S. vehicle with a tracker chip in the vehicle when they blew him up. We happen to know that America, and this is the previous administrations, brought nerve gas, VX nerve gas, and micronukes and other things to the state of Iraq that didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Colin Powell, I call him Colin Bowell because he's full of crap, made this statement with a public thing, look, a Schwinn ice cream truck that says, this is a weapons of mass destruction, and he tried to convince people because he had a background to indicate he might be believable. A lying piece of human garbage. We're led by politicians on the left and the right that are marching us over the cliff like lemmings. And we don't call them to task. All they want is I get a dozen requests per day. Your membership is lapsed. You need to pay Dr. Donald Trump $50 or $100 or $1,000 or whatever. We need your money because we want to get him reelected. Really? I'll give 1 5-cent coin now, that I've the last money that I gave him, if I get to talk to the maniac. Because I'm going to tell you right now what I see happening with this distraction. He's got 2 treaty areas of the 2 largest economies on Earth during this distraction, which are now part of the Council on Foreign Relations 10 zone. 10 kings will give their power to the beast for 1 hour. Guess what the beast is? It's us.
Yeah. It was Felix Frankfurter that suggested that Alger Hiss be made the clerk to the Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes. And in Dan Smoot's whistleblowing book, he says that Felix Frankfurter and Paul Berger were there to plan a socialist economy for the United States and integrate the U.S. system into a worldwide socialist system. Warburg and Frankfurter, early CFR members, were influential persons who closely worked with Colonel Mandel House. And then you have Theodore Roosevelt, who wrote a letter to Frankfurter that's published in the books Reds in America. And on page 63, Roosevelt says to Frankfurter, "You have taken the attitude which seems to me to be fundamentally that of Trotsky and other Bolshevik leaders in Russia, an attitude fraught with mischief to the country. You're engaged right in excusing men precisely like the Bolshevik in Russia, who are murderers and encouragers of murders, who are traitors to their allies, their civilization, as well as the United States of America." And it was Roosevelt also attacked Felix Frankfurter, who is a founder of the Fabian Socialist Intercollegiate Socialist Society, which is a league for industrial democracy from which Ronald Reagan constantly pulled members of his cabinet and other people to fill out his administration. Also in this article, you'll find a page that goes into the United World Federalists, formed in 1947 with Norman Cousins and James Warburg. And we find that Ronald Reagan was, one of the key people. It was founded by Cord Meyer, again, who Joseph McCarthy had called. All he could figure out was he had to be a communist because of his constant life as a traitor to the United States. So anyway, that was a handler for Ronald Reagan, who went in guise. He was the mask of the Trotskyites among the conservatives.
The most successful neocons in history. Exactly. And so Reagan was not a good guy. He's not a bad guy and a very good salesman like Donald J. Trump. That's why there's a parallel. All right?
Right.
Donald J. Trump would be the best guy to run WWE or a game show host on television. That's why he was so well at doing his show, called The Apprentice. He's full of it. I mean, he's
part of what I call... Even if the Warren Commission had good guys on it, it would still be a lie, but look at how they set it up. I mean, if they came in with good information, you had Alan Dulles, the fired CFR founder former CIA, on the Warren Commission. You had John S. Cooper, skull and bones. You know, he's a senator from Missouri.
Look at her dialogue with Barbara Honegger, okay? This lady is brilliant. Susan Lindauer. These are some of the toughest, smartest ladies on the planet. I say they should be in spandex suits and be able to fly at the speed of light. You got to understand, they're truth tellers, and they even renditioned in May, before 9/11, under the Patriot Act, which was there before 9/11, and put her in prison. We're going to wipe her brain with, we call these the rendition type of chemicals like they did to Greg Ford, who they tried to damage him, and I'm actually working on trying to heal his health. I'm actually doing testing on him and other things to try to get Greg Ford's brain back. A genius-level former forces MD medic who was in CIA for 30-plus years, and they renditioned him because he knew about the weapons of mass destruction and the murder of Iraqi citizens while in custody that had no weapons and they were put to death, okay? So you got to understand what the hell is going on here is we have devils on both sides. That's why I call them the slitherocracy. And although he seems like he's more tame, yeah, Trump has done a lot of good works. He's trying to do this and that and everything, and the window dressing is fantastic. But guess what? Yes, the stock market's increased, and some people, 50% of the people with the average income have increased their stock market. But if the economy tanks, they're going to lose everything. If the country's hit with an EMP weapon from the Russians because we get into a conflict with Iran, and Iran decides that their Strait of Hormuz is closed, and the Damascus gets bombed, and Russia is hauled in with, it says Ezekiel 38:39, I shall put hooks in their jaws, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. Meshech is Moscow, and Tubal is Tobolsk, which is Eastern Ukraine. Did you know that? These are the grandsons of Noah.
Now Earl Warren's campaign manager, way back in 1938, was Murray Chotiner. Murray and Jack Chotiner handled a whole bunch of mob cases. They were the mob's lawyers.
Right.
And then he joined the Nixon campaign, and when Prescott Bush selected him to run against Jerry Voorhees, Chotiner, you know, was part of Nixon's group, and that included Jack Ruby or Jack Rubenstein, the man who's, you know, silenced Oswald. And so Ruby, fearing for his life, he says, "I know I will not live to see you another time," when he was talking to the press. And you know, again, we've got the copy of from the United States Department of Justice, where Jack Rubenstein is excused from showing up to a House Committee on American Activities Committee meeting. These guys are so tight together, and the wiring is there. It's we need some people that are interested in tech, looking at the motherboards. We need looking at the, you know, to cut through all the political BS that we're, this food fight, this, all these distractions given us, and go right after these people because
we know who they are.
They can be found. And,
right, and you have to understand that a lot of the people, look at the people that are surrounding Trump right now, even Mike Pompeo. This is not a nice guy, okay? He's a little sneakier than Bolton. Bolton's a little more bold and stupid the way he interacts with people. But you got to understand, their whole policy is just going right back to, what's this guy, this general, what's his name, McMaster? A few years ago, that was actually recommending that after the so-called chemical attack against his own citizens in Syria, we should send 250,000 troops into Syria to take out, the Syrian president, right? Bashar al-Assad. Guess what, people? Trump was at least wise enough, but he was stupid enough to send Tomahawk missiles at a cost of around $15 million apiece to knock out empty buildings in Syria. When the actual data came back and was available to the International Commission of the United Nations within months before Trump did this, they indicate there was no chlorine residue, indicating there was no use of chemical weapons against anybody, and the White Hats reported this for British operatives of MI6.
Well, John Roberts worked for William French, William French Smith, who was one of Reagan's top attorneys. I think he was California Attorney General, and he went to Washington with him. And C. Boyd and Gray worked for Earl Warren, and they're both, you know, Bohemian Grove members, you know, that worship Moloch. Also in this article is a picture of Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren sitting at the foot of that owl, you know, with a half a dozen other people.
Let me back up a few thousand years to ancient Israel when they had pagans. They had the Jebusites, Hivites, et cetera, ites. Do you remember when the ancient prophet was cast before the temple of Dagon in Syria. Do you remember who his name was? Remember the guy that was swallowed by a whale and spat up on the beach?
Oh, Jonah, or what?
Right. Now, Jonah was called by God to go to speak to the people of the temple of Dagon in Syria and the temple and the city of Nineveh. Do you know how big Nineveh was?
No.
20 miles by 20 miles with a wall 60 foot high, wide enough for three chariots at a time on the top of the wall. It was a big damn city. We're talking about a city larger than New York City, okay? It was one of the largest cities in the ancient world. And they worship the amphibious drake or reptilian god Dagon. You know, in Asia, they call him they called him a different name. They called him Naga. Basically in China and in Vietnam 3,000 years ago, okay? And in the Middle East, they call him Dagon. And it's the same one they worship at the Vatican with their hats pointed with an open amphibious mouth of a dripical reptilian monstrosity that now avatars are world leaders. For example, Hillary Clinton was cursed by her parents who put her through a demonic ceremony, which is like Eyes Wide Shut, where they sacrificed a child on an obsidian black altar with people marching around in reverse speech saying the Lord's Prayer with a goat's head gold staff and red cowl on while they're saying the prayer in Latin backwards in reverse speech of the Lord's Prayer while they sacrificed a child and fed him after being drugged out naked and fed his blood and part of his heart to Hillary Clinton while they cursed her with a Draco reptilian entity to avatar her being. This is why Draco, she's a person of clay and iron, clay being human flesh and iron being the transdimensional beings. These people that worship before Moloch,
yeah,
you don't have to understand the ancient pagans, which God railed against with his prophets, worship for a number of days of Baal, okay, which is the second god in the, if you go to the Scottish Rite, there's the three gods they worship, these high-level masons that say there's a Trinitarian god. Yah, the greater of the universe, Baal, the owner of property and the law, and the fertility god that accepts human sacrifice, and Osiris, the god of the underworld that resurrects on Christmas Day. And in fact, the garb of Santa Claus is identical to the garb of a pope when they're buried. Did you know that?
Mm.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
Osiris. So Christmas Day is Osiris Day, okay? Jesus was born exactly 6 months opposite of John the Baptist because of his cousin, which means he was born on the Feast of Tabernacles. He tabernacled with us, God incarnate. There's not three gods, there's one. It says in the First Chronicles, and God said, "Their Lord God is one." It's on your mezuzah on your door if you're an ancient Jew. You're not lost if you're an ancient Jew. You're just born during a time where God says, "The Lord God is one," and there is only one God. Not three. Not a Holy Spirit. Not Jesus, a separate minor God, and the God, the creator of the universe. No. God incarnated in flesh. He can incarnate in a billion worlds if he wants. He's God. He can be the mountain. He can be a burning bush. God can be anything. He's not limited by time and space and dimensions of past or present or future, because where God is, there's no such thing as dimensions or time or space. Everything to God is now. And what we have is we have the slitherocracy lying to us, and that includes Donald J. Trump. And we need to make sure that people understand, and we need to contact this guy and get him to repent, because right now, he is a pre-Christian. He's not a Christian. He's lying to the Christians about pro-life law. Planned on Parenthood.
Remember, folks, the media is Operation Mockingbird. You mentioned, assassination. It was 12 years after the event that Kennedy was killed, 1995, that Time Life finally showed the violent backward, leftward motion that went to John F. Kennedy's head. That was run by Henry Lee.
I saw the pathology report before it got classified back in the early 70s. Okay. Everybody who says otherwise is a liar. How's that? Don't want to hear it? Tough. Which was most important.